You know, I couldn't support the bill, and it's not that I'm against rail. In fact, I'm quite a supporter of rail. I worked on the railroad when I was growing up at the Illinois Central as a section hand. I really kind of worked hard years ago to see that Charlotte developed a light rail, and I'm very much a fan of light rail within the cities. I think, you know, moving people from where they live to jobs and back from their jobs to where they live. I'm not so sure, you know, on the, you know, the bullet train idea going across how many people, because you leave Orlando to come to Tampa, and you get to Tampa, how do you get out to the beaches? So you got to have the other kind of system really in place. And the one thing that really works in Charlotte and other places where they have mass transit is they have the other system. The other thing is, I just can't, in my own mind, rationalize paying $10 million plus $10 million for 1 mile of track when that same company is buying track per mile at $1.5 million in Massachusetts. And they can't tell me that that's not intensive population up there. We didn't haggle with them. We gave them exactly what they wanted. And then not only that, do we buy the thing, but then we turn it right back to them and say, hey, you know, you can use it for 12 hours a day, and then we're going to maintain it and so forth. I'm optimistic that we'll debarter and that will go, but I'm not necessarily real optimistic that we did the right thing by bailing out, you know, CSX and, you know, subsidizing to the extent that we have Tri-Rail.